KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And today on our Newsmaker 2, we are happy to be joined by Claire Korn of Bloomhouse Youth Services. Claire, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
How are things going for you today, Claire?
Pretty great. How are you guys?
At this point in time, I think I'm doing better than Tegan is across a glass. Tegan is in his own head right now.
That's a nice way of putting it, yeah.
But everything's good. It's a Friday.
Tegan hasn't banged his head off the table yet, so we'll take that as a win.
That's a win, for sure.
That is a win, absolutely. And well, Clara, speaking of a win, I think I said this to you, you know, when we first announced Bloomhouse and what it was meant to do. That's a big win for the community. And, you know, I think first and foremost, want to maybe just start off talking a little bit about how things are going for Bloomhouse as a whole here in recent months.
Well, thank you. Yeah, in recent months, it's been pretty busy, actually. We received the Emergency Solutions Grant, and just in the last year, became the United Way partner, and then received a grant from the United Way, which allowed us to expand our services a bit.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the kind of what you had as your foundational standard and now some of these new services that you're able to provide.
Yeah, I'd love to. So as our foundational standard, we are a basic center program, open 24/7, 365, providing all the basic needs to any runaway and homeless youth or youth at risk or youth in need. We don't ask questions if we're very low barrier to no barrier. So if a youth shows up and they say that they need something from our hygiene closet or they need some food, we don't ask them to jump through any hoops to get it. We have 8 beds and provide shelter for up to 21 days. And with our expanded services, we can go a little longer than those 21 days.
Clara, you mentioned here about busy. I wanted to kind of loop back to that here a second. Is this one of those things where you're thinking this is kind of the something along the lines of this is kind of going to be a traditional busier time period for you at Bloomhouse? Or is this one of those things where, given the work that you do, you're really kind of having to be busier than you had been at any given point in time?
Yeah, I think the second one there, because the youth that we serve and their families, some of them we only need to see for a little while, and then we just kind of help them periodically. And then there are others who have a lot of needs to be met, and because we work with the youth and their families and try to approach the entire, like, all the issues that might be at play to making them feel like they have to run away or for the parents to think that taking them out is the option, we work with that entirety. So not only are we seeing more youth, we have youth that are really meeting a lot of intensive needs.
Intensive needs, the kind of begs the question, and without getting into any confidentiality side of things, what are kind of generally situations where teenagers are coming to you, and what are those more intensive situations that are coming into you now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so, you know, you might have a teenager show up after a argument with their parent, and they just run, and, you know, the parent is worried. Or you might see the parent show up, and we don't even see the teenager, but the parent thinks maybe they came to us, and then we help get the word out that there's a runaway youth in our area, and, you know, that's...
Clara?
Clara, I think...
Clara, are you there?
Huh.
I have no idea what happened.
I don't know. She might be rollerblading. You never know. But again, you know, talking about Bloomhouse, you know, Chuck, as we try to get Clara back here on the line, definitely something that has been needed in the Emporia community and serving a very important role here in the community. These new services and everything really, I think... not only allowing them to kind of bloom and blossom, but really allowing them to further serve different demographics of the community as well, which, again, there's so many different forms, as Clara was talking about. You know, sometimes right. you have runaways. Sometimes you just have people who maybe have had their home taken away or they've been pushed out of their home. You know,
true.
It's got to be interesting to be able to kind of balance all of those and having so many people coming in. You know, these new services, these new grants that she was talking about
right.
definitely play a huge role in their ability to do that.
Yeah, and the one thing that Blumhouse has also done a really good job of, in addition to just getting the word out in general terms about the services that it provides, is it's done a really nice job of connecting with local and area teenagers. The Teenager Art Extravaganza is going to be coming up here this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday. This will be at Blumhouse. It's a free art day camp for teenagers ages 14 to 17, and this will give kids a chance to do like chalk art, tie-dye, drawing and painting, snacks and meals, and movies and more. So I think we got Clara back on the line here as we... Clara, we have no idea where you went. It sounded like halfway through you kind of started going down a mountain slide. Do we still have Clara back, or is she somewhere down at the bottom of the mountain now?
Certainly hope she's
there.
There she is.
There we go.
All right, we got her. We were about to send out a search party.
My phone connected to my Bluetooth headphones, which are not even in the same room as me. Ah,
gotcha. I was nervous there for a minute. I was like, I don't think this was me. I don't think I did it, but the way I've been going today, I might have hit something. So I'm glad to hear it was just a Bluetooth connection.
And here I was just talking away, and then I said, oh, I don't hear them anymore.
I think we've all lost the train of thought from earlier, to be honest.
What was the last thing that you heard me say? And I will start from there.
Oh, boy. Now.
Well, we were trying to vamp there for a while. We got to backtrack just a minute. But I think, Clara, the last thing I remember you were talking about the different kinds of youth that come to you and, you know, talking about parents that come to you as well. You know, you mentioned some runaway youth. One thing I know that you've talked about before, too, is not just the runaway youth or, you know, things like that, but also the youth whose homes have maybe been closed off to them, whether it be mm-hmm. a family dispute, things like that. Are there different ways that you have to navigate how to, for lack of a better term, kind of handle or work with certain youth based on the reason why they've come to Blumhouse?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I think that I might have been talking about some of that you guys didn't get, because I was going into the types of approaches that we have. And so if there's youth who are just, they get into a fight and they run away for a moment, and then they want to go home and their parents are looking for them, and we connect that. But then there's also chronic running away and getting kicked out. And for youth who issues at home are to the point where they think running away is the only option, and it is what they have been doing, and going back home is not something that they want to do, and it takes a long time before they feel ready to go home, and kids who have been kicked out and keep getting kicked out, well, their families and them, they need individual and family therapy and to address the issues that are at the heart of what's going on here. And one of those are issues with identity or, you know, just disputes with their parents over what they want to do, you know, it could be anything. It can be things as serious as substance use issues. So with our approach of case management and our therapy, we can do some, you know, weekly work and more than weekly if they're in shelter, you know, daily work with their families. And them on this, the individual and family therapy. And then for issues that we don't have someone in-house to cover, like we don't have a substance use counselor, we refer out into the community for evaluations and additional support. And we just work with them really intensively, completely for free, at no cost to them, which is helpful for a lot of these families that we see.
You know, Claire, this is kind of just a curiosity question. Again, you mentioned all the different reasons why kids would come to Blumhouse, you know, chronic runaways, you know, things like that. You talked about the parents that will come there maybe looking to see if their child who may have ran away maybe came to you. In that situation, you know, are there certain guidelines you have to follow? Like, are you able to disclose that the youth is there? Are there reasons why you wouldn't disclose? How do you navigate that, you know, kind of working with the parent side of things?
Yeah, definitely. So So if a, I'll give you two scenarios without any identifying characteristics. We had a father show up looking for their daughter who had run away, and we had not seen her, but we helped get the word out. And we hoped that she came, and we let him know about our services so that if they want to come back and take part in our prevention program, which means case management, therapy, all kinds of great stuff, and totally for free, we give them all of our information. He said, this is a lot, so don't even worry about this stuff until later, but here's a pamphlet and a card, you know, so I'm not going to give him a whole spiel, just here's information about what we are and what we do, and then we got the word out, and luckily things worked out, and we were reunited. And then in the case that we had where a youth ran away and was really, really scared of their family finding out, wouldn't give us their name and wouldn't give us any information. We were seeing some posts on Facebook and we were putting things together. We'd seen this kid show up like a deer out of the woods a couple times. Can I get some hygiene supplies? Okay, thanks, bye. And then just kind of acting kind of cagey. And finally they came back and told us they had run away and they were afraid of going home and they wanted to make a DCF report. So we helped them make a DCF report and explained that, you know, they've been listed as a runaway. We've not figured out who they are. They've been listed as a runaway and we have to call law enforcement officers because people are out looking for them. But that doesn't mean that we're just going to call their parent if they're telling us there's abuse going on and we have to call DCF. So we'll call another relative if they want them to come with them and be here, and we'll try to connect them with DCF personally immediately. And then we'll explain that we can call those services for them. We always do have to call parents when abuse shows up. We have to inform them that their runaway youth has been found and is here. But we don't always have to call parents, per se. If the running away is related to abuse, we do always have to call law enforcement if they have been listed as a running away. But we can call another relative, and we can call the other authorities that we need to.
Again, Clara Korn with Blumhouse Youth Services joining us here on our Newsmaker 2 segment this Friday morning. And Clara, you talked about hygiene supplies and things like that. I know Blumhouse, you operate a lot on donations, and that's how you kind of are able to give out a lot of the things that you're able to give out. I'm just curious, how are things looking in that department, and are you in need of anything specifically right now?
Yeah, so I'm going to mention a donation need and then like a big fundraising program. So a donation need is snacks. After-school snacks are a big deal right now. We have a lot of youth who come in after school for a variety of reasons. And we are going through after-school snacks like, well, I would say you wouldn't believe, but you probably would. Teenagers. So after-school snacks are really big. And always we take food donations. A quick shout-out to the Lyon County Sheriff's Office yesterday who donated some awesome pizza ranch to Blumhouse. But we can take food that's perishable, and that's not like every organization that has a food pantry. We take non-perishable and perishable. But yeah, your after-school snacks are a big deal right now, as well as hygiene supplies for a variety of hair. We really don't have anything for curly, thick hair. So any kinds of hygiene supplies like that are always helpful. The only thing I tell people we don't need in the hygiene department is toothbrushes and toothpaste. Think to an incredible donation from one of our local dentist offices when we first opened. We have enough for years. But everything else we could use.
Really? Go ahead, Claire.
Related to that, I have to say, related to that, we are working on our fire safety upgrade. You know, it turns out that we are going to need a sprinkler system. And in the fall, I wrote a grant for that. We received $35,000 from the Jones Testimony Trust. So big shout out for them and appreciation there. That gets us halfway. So I've been writing other grants since then, and we have one that we're waiting to find out about. But that's a big fundraising project for us right now.
Absolutely. How soon do you want to get that, basically the back half of that fundraising project done here, and then possibly move on to, well, you know, you're in the kind of, you know, in the nonprofit business here, in the fundraising business, kind of how soon do you want to get this one handled and then kind of move on to the next major fundraiser?
Oh boy, ASAP.
Figured.
We have a really great, we have such wonderful fire safety, like, in the home, because we're so lucky to have a space that was SOS previously. So we've got excellent egress windows and downstairs. We have steps up to them that we've installed. We have ladders that drop down from the upstairs windows in case of fire. We have carbon monoxide and smoke detectors in every room. We have fire extinguishers on every floor. We do monthly fire safety drills, but this one last thing is what we're going to need, and so we're working pretty hard on that, grant-wise, but just thought, you know, I had not mentioned that. I'm just working on grants, but I don't always talk to you guys about all the grants we're doing. So, yeah, big thanks to Jones Culinary Trust, and we're looking forward to hopefully doing the rest of that summer.
All right, Clara, before we wrap things up here this morning, you got, what the way it appears on your social media, got a really nice event here for teenagers here this upcoming weekend. And one of the things that, you know, when you went in kind of off into Bluetooth land, you know, the one thing that you have really done here with Bloomhouse, and maybe it's just, you know, the sign of the times, maybe it's the age group that you're dealing with, but you really have to be heavily involved in social media, and you've really created a really nice variety of either standard activities or recurring activities for the teenagers around.
Thank you. Yeah, social media game has to be on point, so to speak, and that's already outdated. Luckily, I've got a really great team that helps me with it, because that's a full-time job. And our art extravaganza is going to be so much fun. We have lots of just, we're so lucky to have so many art therapy interns from Emporia State University. And we have a weekend full of activities. We'll provide all the meals, of course, and fun activities for youth. And they end up at the very end of the art extravaganza evenings with a movie at the end of the night. So it goes from 9 a.m. with breakfast all the way through to 8 p.m. So it should be a really fun time to just drop in and join in an activity anytime that you want all weekend.
Outstanding. Clara, anything else that you wanted to bring up here this morning, or what are the contact points in case people need to reach out to you?
Oh, yes. Well, real quickly, just another thank you to the ESG and Emergency Solutions Grant and United Way, because of that, we were able to have an expansion to our program so that youth who really need an extra time longer than 21 days, we're working more intensely with their families, can stay with us up to 90, which is fantastic. We only have a few beds for that, but it's really great to be able to offer that additional service. And then people can get a hold of us, Bloomhouse KS, pretty much everywhere on the internet. We try to be on top of all those social media things, and new ones come out every day. BloomhouseKS.org. From there, you can find us anywhere.
Sounds good. Clara, thanks so much. Best of luck and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry I dropped off in the Bluetooth world.
It's all good. Keeps us on our toes.
Next time we hear that and things haven't improved, now we know.
Yeah, have a great day, guys.
You
thank
too.
You.
Thanks, Clara. Have a good weekend.
That is Clara Korn with Bloomhouse Youth Services joining us here on our Newsmaker 2 segment, Chuck.
Okay. We mentioned here the Newsmaker spot.